Want to make mom's day? Get to your Nordstrom Rack now and score amazing deals for Mother's Day, which is Sunday, May 12th. Find tons of gifts from only $30 at Nordstrom Rack. Fragrance, jewelry, luxury bags, activewear, beauty, and more. Save on Kate Spade New York, Stuart Weitzman, and Ted Baker London. Great brands, great prices. So shop your Nordstrom Rack store today and treat mom to the good stuff from just $30.
Life is a highway, and on it there will be many chicken sandwiches. But there's only one McCrispy, so go ahead and hit the turn signal if you know about this juicy gem of a detour.
In Jeff Lewis's world, there's never a dull moment.
The crazy part is I don't take anything. I'm off all my meds.
Maybe that's the issue.
What's not shocking to me is all the negative comments I receive. Like just today. I hope you rot in hell. I hope someone castrates you.
Okay. You've had this happen with a lot of people that have worked for you. Not only quit you, but just quit life. Quit.
Jeff Lewis has issues.
Good morning. I'm here with Megan Weaver, Doug Buten, and Shane Douglas. Good morning.
Hi, everybody.
Hey.
Guess which one of us, and there's only one, doesn't have COVID.
Who would that be?
Doug Buten.
Yay!
I'm the only one in this group that doesn't have COVID, but many, many of the chumps don't have COVID.
And many of
not many.
do have COVID. as you remember, last Tuesday we had a Chumpmas super spreader party at Leah Black's, which I don't regret, by the way. That was an epic party.
It was so much fun.
It was so worth almost dying for. But I'm so glad I spent all that money, which by the way was thousands of dollars, to have a nurse at the party to test us all before we went in. So the third of us got COVID anyway.
Yeah.
Yeah, now, how did that happen?
I drew a little diagram. I think that, you know, because the incubation is several days, I think that people were positive but wouldn't have tested positive yet because it was still sort of incubating in their system. And
oh,
so
really?
That's what I think.
According
Do you still have the diagram?
Yes.
I really want to see the diagram.
I did like a timeline, like because I've been testing every day. So I was like, well, if it takes 4 to 6 days to incubate and test positive, that means that people who are now COVID positive were already had it in their system, but it was just still incubating, cooking in the body.
Mm. Okay. Well, the reason my theory is the reason Doug Buten did not get COVID is that no one gets close enough to him. So there is no way that he could ever contract it.
I drove people home. Like I was even in the car with people.
Yes, but there's the chumps do feel each other up. Now, I don't know about you, Shane, but Megan and I felt Chef Stu up at least 3 times.
Oh yeah, I was all over him.
You basically spit in his mouth.
I did spit in his mouth several times.
So if Chef Stu has COVID, which is very likely because I think he has some symptoms, it is because Megan and I molested him multiple times on Tuesday.
True.
Andrew Freund should have COVID. I don't think he does.
No, he
but
doesn't.
But he should because I believe I molested him also.
You kept saying to him, you look really good. You look yes. really good. I heard
yeah.
that.
Yeah, well, I'm a body guy, so, and he's looking real good after being, you
and
know,
but he had that custom velvet tux. He just looked so good.
You can't refuse that. You just can't refuse it. So now, apparently, a lot of people don't, I think some people don't want to be named, but we do have some, confirmed cases from Tuesday. We also have people with symptoms that haven't been tested yet, which we know have it. Now, Megan, I think you were one of the worst cases.
Yeah, I didn't. I felt pretty awful that Christmas Eve is when the morning of Christmas Eve is when I woke up feeling bad. That's when we had the COVID tester come to my house, tested me. And then 2 hours later, I knew it was going to be positive. I was just in a ball, shaking, chills, body aches, the whole thing. So I knew I had it.
Now, again, this hasn't been confirmed, but I know Alyssa is sick. She has some really bad symptoms. I think, again, I can't really mention other names, but there's a few other people that had it really bad.
Yeah.
I also had it really bad. I will tell you that I think it was Christmas Day. Well, first of all, Christmas Eve, I tested negative. Mm-hmm. So I went to my family's Christmas Eve dinner. I did wear a mask and I stayed distanced. Now my dad starts telling me all of these vitamins that I'm supposed to be taking. Are you taking? And he did set my brother up for this one at dinner, but he said, are you taking potassium? Are you taking zinc? Are you taking C? Are you taking D? And what do you think Todd Lewis said?
It writes itself.
Yeah, Dad. He's been taking a lot of D. That was at Christmas dinner. Then I started feeling sick at dinner. I went home early. Grandma and Grandpa brought home Monroe. By the next day, I was in pretty bad shape. My fever went up to 103.8. Then I was able to get it down to like 102. Then it soared to 104.5.
Wow.
Oh my God.
Which is insane.
That's really high.
Scotty took a bowl of ice water and was putting washcloths on my body to try to bring the temperature down. Now, there was no sweat whatsoever. I was just radiating heat. And I was a little bit delirious. And I told him, I said, I think you're going to wake up tomorrow and I'm going to be dead. And he said the sweetest thing to me. He said, I'm going to have sex with you one more time before I call 911. And I said, are you talking about you're going to have sex with my corpse? And he said, yeah. And I said, that's the sweetest, most romantic thing anyone has ever said to me. And you have my permission. So if this does happen, I want to publicly give Scott permission because I don't want him to be arrested for desecrating a body because that's I'm publicly giving him permission.
Good to know.
Desecrate me.
I'm also, so glad that we know that too.
And Jeff, you said something really nice to me when we were both on our deathbeds.
Yes.
You said, how was I feeling? How's Ben feeling? Is he going to get tested? I said, he's going to stay with me and he's going to risk it. You said, well, the good news is you're still hot. So if he dies, you can still find another guy. That was really, really sweet.
Jeff, that's sweet.
It's really nice.
Also, thanks for not mentioning the other part.
Oh, there was a lot of other parts. There were a lot of HR violations in that text thread.
I said, you have some really nice milkers.
You did say that.
Oh, that is love. That's love.
I think his near-death experience made him a little kinder.
And it brought us closer. It really did.
You texted me that you turned positive while I was at a dinner party. And so I think I appeared very rude. I stood up. I said, I have to go. And I just ran out the door. I just was freaking out. But, you know, fortunately, I've tested negative every day.
I have to tell you, my biggest concerns were Santiago, the Santa stripper. I was very worried about him. I thought about bringing him food or whatever else he needed. I was mostly worried about Cheryl because apparently Cheryl is sick.
Oh
no.
And as you know, she's probably our only Black listener left. As you know, we are committed to diversity here at Jeff Lewis Live. I was very, very, very concerned, but she is pulling through. She's doing okay.
Oh, good.
Oh, good.
Yeah.
But I have to say, I was sweating it. I was really sweating.
Yeah,
I was,
of course.
I was worried for her, but mostly for me.
Obviously.
Very on brand. That tracks.
That's a blanket statement pretty much for any situation that you get into.
This is like me.
I do. Oh, by the way, Jackie Schimmel is so funny because she called me and she said, now what you don't know is if you weren't at the Trumpmas party, Leah Black put together a very generous gift bag with Leah Black beauty products. So Jackie said, I love the party favors, eye cream and Omicron. Now, Jackie has cheated death, apparently.
Yeah, of course. Look who she was with.
She's not sick.
No.
No.
Did you say you got the booster the day you tested positive, Megan?
I got the booster the evening before I tested positive. So I got the booster at 4 p.m. on Thursday, and I tested positive on Friday morning.
Now, I do, I don't know if you know this, Megan, but back to Chef Stu.
Yes.
You and I both did discuss during our near-death experience how hot he is.
Oh, yeah, we sure did.
Now, you understand that Andrew and Doug were pissed at you for cock-blocking them the night at the Chumpmas party.
Oh, yeah. They were all over me. I kept saying, oh, my gosh, is that Chef Stu? He's so handsome. And Andrew and Doug would say, Megan, he's gay. What part of gay don't you understand? I'm like, you guys, chill out. What, I'm just.
What ahead, you Doug. Don't know, and Jeff, I don't think you know this, but I drove home Jameson, Andrew, and Chef Stu. And of course, I was like, how, where does everybody live? And it didn't matter what they told me. I was making sure that Chef Stu was last. And so then, you know, that, we were trying to work it out. And then I was like, we could stop at my house if you need anything. And I, Chef Stu was last. And I, you know, Chef Stu has been texting me, just saying, like, not even on Instagram, like from an iPhone to iPhone. So we honestly, may be cooking something up.
I'd rather walk, frankly. I'd rather walk. I don't care how cold it was. I don't.
I'd walk down the hills across Sunset Boulevard. I would walk into traffic to get out of
there. Hi, Chef Stu. Shut up.
Might as well be driving a creeper van.
Give me a little girl. You want some candy?
Oh.
The creepiest A3 that's ever existed.
Yeah, what color is that so people can avoid it?
My car, I believe my car may be called Monsoon Gray.
Or Dolphin Gray.
It's a weird color. I still don't know.
Steel Gray.
I'm surprised you got something so conspicuous.
Me?
Considering your pastime.
My private iPad time. It's fine.
Of creeping.
I blend in.
So I do want to say that I do want to thank, there is a doctor that I think saved our lives, Megan and my life. So I was, as you know, I was really bad on Saturday. Mercedes found a doctor, which did MJ announce she's positive yet?
No.
I think so, but I think you just did.
She might do that.
Allegedly.
We'll let her do it in her own time.
Okay.
But she found a doctor in Tarzana. His name is Dr. Jeff Nazar at the Thrive Clinic. Well, Dr. Jeff changed, he saved our lives. He brought me back from the dead. Megan and I did monoclonal antibody infusion therapy, mm-hmm. which apparently it's like an antiviral that binds to the virus and it prevents it from getting into your cells. So I would say I felt better within 12 hours. I don't know how you were, Megan.
Yeah, same. And also you should mention that Dr. Nazar came in on Christmas Day to give us our shots, which was really, you know, really kind of him. So
which was amazing.
For free? It wasn't kind. He's got to fill his pool.
Well, no, he made some money that day also. We'll just put it that way.
But sure did.
Yeah, because Scott got it. I got it.
It's a shot? Is it a pill? What?
Shot.
It's a big fat shot.
That takes about 30 to 45 seconds to go into your body. And it is
I don't care. I felt better within 12 to 24 hours. I felt better. You know, I still got the Rhea and I still have the cough and the chills, but at least I don't have the fever anymore. And
can we back up? You got Rhea? I think you don't mean Perlman. What are you talking about?
That's code. It's code, Doug. I don't want to announce it on the radio.
Oh.
Yeah. But that Dr. Jeff, I think, saved our life, Megan.
I do too. I really thought that he was like a miracle worker that day.
Well, I have sent him about 7 people since then. And I've sent him 2 more today. But I, you know, from what he was saying to us is that it really is only administered in the most serious cases, like you have to be hospitalized. But I frankly didn't want to wait to be hospitalized. I kind of wanted to get better before then.
Yeah, so, get ahead of it.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. So I decided to go ahead and do it. before I was hospitalized.
He's going to give you a gift next year. You've given him so much business.
I hope so. I mean, no, listen, I don't need anything from him. But he was one of the smart people that he did, I guess, a lot of the research in the beginning, and he stocked up on it. So it's not really available. There is some doctor, I think in the West Side, that does it, but she charges like $1,500 to administer it. But so I guess we got a bargain, Megan, because it was half of that.
Yeah, no, I'm fine. Listen, I'm happy to have paid that money in order to feel better and not to have it stay in my system or go deeper into my cells. I mean, I'm good. I'm good.
Good.
So thank God. Thank God for Jeff Nazar.
Thank God for Jeff.
Shane, if you weren't in Washington, I would have sent you there also. I would have taken you there.
I don't really need it. Like, I really have been like not bad symptoms, which I mean, it's like as good as it can be for COVID, I think.
Okay, I'm sorry. I just realized.
I was waiting for you to notice, Jeff.
This is how out of it I am. But I just realized that Lee's Tahitian Bar is in the background. And I was thinking to myself this morning, it would be funny if you did your Zoom from Lee's Tahitian, and there you are.
Oh, it wouldn't that be funny?
It took me like 15 minutes to notice.
Yes, it did. How are you feeling, Shane?
Fine. I mean, really fine. I've had a little cough, a little congestion, tired. Like, I've been sleeping a ton, but like, I didn't, knock on wood, not yet. I haven't had the fever or the shits or anything like that. So I'm happy.
Okay. Well, good. Good. Yeah. Now, Doug, I do want to go back to the Chef Stew thing. Yeah. Now, when you dropped him off,
yeah,
did you say, hey, do you want to get a drink, or you want to come over, or do you want to invite me up? Like, what? I just curious how that went down.
No, because he was leaving very early to go to Ireland the next day. And so we just had like a chat. We talked about getting together in the new year, which is better for me because then it's like, it's not like a no, it's like a later. And so now I can think about it and plan it and all the things. And then if you keep pushing it off and it'll never happen, it'll just keep me in a good mood.
I see.
Was it like a group situation? Like, I want to see the chumps, like we should do this again. Or was it like, I think you and I should go to do tennis.
It was just the two of us.
That's bullshit.
I don't know if I believe that. I think he thought Andrew Foynt would be involved.
It didn't seem that way. I mean, I'm trying to think of the words he used. Maybe he said you and I. Maybe he said we, okay. And I just thought it was the two of us. I don't know.
Okay, so I just want to clarify.
Yeah.
Chef Stu asked you out in the new year?
Yes.
Okay.
I'm buying it.
I'm texting him right now.
No, don't shut me down.
I'm going to text him and ask him.
Okay.
We're going to take a quick break while I do that.
Okay, good.
So we'll be right back after this.
Want to make mom's day? Get to your Nordstrom Rack now and score amazing deals for Mother's Day, which is Sunday, May 12th. Find tons of gifts from only $30 at Nordstrom Rack. Fragrance, jewelry, luxury bags, activewear, beauty, and more. Save on Kate Spade New York, Stuart Weitzman, and Ted Baker London. Great brands, great prices. So shop your Nordstrom Rack store today and treat mom to the good stuff from just $30.
Start clean with Clorox, because Clorox delivers a powerful clean every time. Because messes happen. Because...
Hey, listen. Remember how you told me to toss those takeout containers before we left for vacation? And you were like, I'm serious. If that leaks over the counter, it'll be a slimy abomination by the time I get back. And I was like, yeah, of course. Don't worry about it. I won't forget. Well...
Ooh, yeah, that happens. So start clean with Clorox. Use Clorox products as directed. Rinse after use if in contact with food surface.
Life is a highway, and on it there will be many chicken sandwiches. But there's only one McCrispy. So go ahead and hit the turn signal if you know about this juicy gem of a detour.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
I'm with Megan Weaver, Doug Buden, and Shane Douglas. Tomorrow, comedian Heather McDonald, who will never get COVID. She will never get COVID. She should honestly be a case study for this. She's immune.
Because she keeps going out everywhere, right?
I mean, she did all through the pandemic, and yeah. She never got it. And the fact that a third of us got sick at that Chutmas party, which, by the way, people are saying we're reckless and stupid and dumb. No, we're not. We were all vaccinated fuckers, and we had a nurse there testing all of us before we even went in the door, including Santiago, the Santa stripper, mm-hmm. the bartender, everybody.
Yeah, we didn't have Josh originally because he tested positive before getting in his car to go up there. So
yes. So you know what? It's because the tests don't do shit. They don't work. So I don't know what to tell you. So I thought we were being responsible, and it wasn't 300 people. It was 30 people. Next year's party, hopefully, will be 300 people. And I wanted to go all night.
So let's go for 100% COVID next year. We'll try to do better.
And I do want to mention this because I got some nasty comment how we don't appreciate how we're privileged and how we can go to private medical doctors and the whole thing. Here's the thing. I'm trying to make it available to you. So if you live anywhere near that Los Angeles area and you have heavy symptoms, I'm saying get in to see this guy right away. Put it on your credit card. It's fucking worth it. You pay anything for good health, right? I have no regrets about this. And if I didn't have the money, it took me a year to pay it off, I would have done it anyway. So that's why I'm saying. The guy's name is Dr. Jeff Nazar, Thrive Clinic in Tarzana. If you have heavy symptoms, do not wait to be hospitalized. Call this guy and go do this monoclonal antibody infusion therapy, because I believe it's what brought me back from the dead. And you do too, Megan, right?
1,000%. I really feel like it helped my symptoms. And even just knowing that it's not going to go deeper into the body is you can sleep better.
Why they're not making it more accessible to people and that it's covered by insurance, I have no idea. I have no clue.
But I don't either.
It should be. Anyway, so I did get also a DM from Martha. She said, this was on last week's show, gross show hearing you all eating. When were we eating, Martha? Wrong show. That's fucking Andy Cohen. It's not our show. We don't eat on the air. And then she said, who cares? I'm glad I only listened for 3 minutes. Merry Christmas, though.
Do you want to know what she heard? They re-ran the trashy bake-off on Christmas Day because the person came up to me. He said, I can't believe you got fourth place. And I said, I don't know what you're talking about. And I guess Sirius re-ran the trashy bake-off where we were eating.
You were cyberbullying her, and she was right.
And she was right.
That was gross. Mm-hmm.
But the funny part is, Doug knew exactly what they were talking about. He knows exactly when he placed and how he placed. And that went down in history.
I still have my Edgar calendar right here.
I'm sure you do.
All right, so
that's too accessible. Why is that right on your desk? I hate that.
Now, according to my diagram, I actually...
See?
I think Scott Anderson was patient zero. I also think Shane Douglas was patient zero. I also think Roy Black was patient zero, because 6 days before everyone started testing positive, which was, I think, Thursday is when everyone started testing positive. The Friday before, now this is alleged, we went to a very crowded, closed in, no ventilation restaurant. I didn't know. I thought we were going to be out on the patio when we accepted that invitation. I went with Leah Black, Roy Black, RJ, Scotty, Shane, myself, Brandy, and Julie. And I was nervous at that restaurant. And there was a stage near me and a bunch of singers and literally no windows in this restaurant, no ventilation. I'm like, we're going to get fucking COVID. And I actually think that's where maybe it originated. Do you think so, Shane?
I think so. I mean, according to my diagram, everyone who was, and there was other people who have tested positive who weren't necessarily at the party, who were exposed to the people at that dinner. So yeah, I think, I mean, that according to my chart,
Yeah. So our diagrams, Shane, are in alignment.
Yeah, I think our diagrams are really similar in our studies.
Now, what do you? What about your diagram, Megan?
My diagram puts Shane and Scott as both patient zeros.
Yes.
I think I was talking very close talking with both of them. I think I was manhandling Scott a little bit as well as Chef Stu.
Yeah.
So I think that
it was a hard choice, wasn't it? I went back and forth.
It was a toss. It was a toss up.
It really was. I really wanted them both.
Yeah.
But, you know, you can't, they're not.
You got to choose. You got to choose.
I had to make a choice.
Yeah. It's like Sophie's choice.
Who did you choose?
Yeah, so what was the result?
Ultimately, I chose Scott, which I think was the right, I think it was the right choice after that, those romantic words.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. After all
I
that
chose promise.
After the necrophilia talk, right?
Yeah. It's just, it's so hot.
It really now, is.
Now, Scott is an anomaly because he's now had COVID 3 times.
Unbelievable.
Yeah. That is really crazy, right?
Yeah, it is crazy. And he's vaccinated, double vaccinated. Yes, and he's had it 3 times.
He's like a magnet.
Yeah, he's a COVID magnet. Also, I did want to, I'm a little concerned because I can't announce which employees, but some of my employees have COVID here. Some of my household employees.
Oh,
I didn't know that.
Yeah, so I'm down to 2. If anything happens to those 2, I'm not going to be able to feed myself.
How many tuna sandwiches can you eat?
I don't know. And I don't know who's going to take care of me. I have no idea.
I told Maybe you I'll come
Monroe?
Help you.
Monroe. Yeah. Monroe can cook. Actually, and I feel bad about this, Doug. Oh, by the way, Chef Stu just got back to me and I said, did you ask Doug out? He wrote, LOL, no.
You know what? He's just playing games with all of you. He wants to keep it quiet.
Playing hard to get. That's so romantic.
Exactly.
He wants Don't worry, to Stu. Pretend it never happened.
I'll keep it a secret, Stu. It's fine.
Okay. Whatever you need it to be. Now, I do have to apologize because I did talk about you, Doug, over the weekend with Megan. I said, did you see Doug's Insta story? There was a very creepy Insta story that you posted where you were videoing your neighbor again. But this time there was a slow pan down to his junk and his ass.
That ain't junk.
And I said that you are a creepy pervert. And then I said, but that creepy pervert did bring me soup. So
the yin and yang of knowing Jeff Lewis.
So sweet.
I would like to point out that was in my yard. And I came into my back room and Josh was in my backyard. Like I didn't invite him in. I didn't know he was there. And he was wearing a very weird robe. So I was-
So you filmed it and put it on Instagram.
Like, what are you doing?
That robe was pretty much cross-dressing.
Wait, I swear to God, I don't know who the designer was. I swear to this. He said it's the most expensive thing he owns, that it originally retailed at $5,400 and he bought it for $475 or something.
I want so one. All of a sudden I want one.
So he bought a woman's robe for $400.
Yeah.
Yeah. Something's questionable over there. There's something in that water in your neighborhood.
On my block. Yep.
Yeah. I don't know. I don't know about that. Megan, what do you think? You saw that robe, right?
Very sus. Yeah. That's all I gotta say. Very sus.
Yeah.
It was like Mrs. Roper's robe.
It's creeps.
It looks like. Yeah. Very weird.
Now, Megan, did you want to tell Doug what you said about him?
Yeah, I said he said he was really sweet though. He brought me soup. And I said, yeah, he probably jizzed in it. I said, And then I said, if it's cream of something, you're fucked.
And guess
what it was?
Tomato bisque.
Bisque.
Oh no. The perfect texture.
I thought that was sour cream.
It wasn't going to Chef Stew. Yours was just a regular, you know, bowl of soup.
Oh. Yeah, gross. I don't know.
I hope you enjoyed it.
Sorry, Doug. I had a fever and I wasn't in my right mind.
Such a bitch. I even dropped off a gift at your house, Megan.
That's true.
So your whole family, I said, I'm not, you know, your house looked like it is full of COVID. I dropped it at the door and ran away.
That's so funny.
Is Nanny there?
She is. She's been keeping to herself in the garage. I've been keeping to myself in my room. I mean, we haven't crossed paths.
She's in the garage. Isn't that where Matthew lives?
No, Matthew left. Matthew left.
He's there too.
Yeah. Well, they all were when I was infected. And then, you know, I just stayed in my room.
Okay. I did want to mention that Monroe Lewis did not make it to Park City. Her trip was canceled. Yesterday, the plane was delayed an hour and a half. Gage and Monroe boarded the plane. That's when the pilot started talking about the really terrible weather, that it's 12 degrees in Salt Lake City. The weather was really bad. They said they had to remove some of the weight off the plane. They were offering people, because they have to land in bad weather, so they have to remove the weight of the plane. So they were offering $1,000 vouchers for people to get off the plane. Now, this is right about the time that Gage gets a notification from Empire CLS that because of the weather, they're not gonna be able to pick him up at the airport. And that more than likely, he's not gonna even be able to get an Uber. So he's gonna be stuck with a five-year-old in Salt Lake City airport. And you can't ski, you can't take a five-year-old skiing with 12 degrees. So I think if the pilot announces that they are removing the weight because they're gonna land in bad weather, I don't need the $1,000 voucher. I'm getting off the plane.
I want $5,000 for me.
No, I'm getting off the plane. So they aborted mission and they did not make it to the ski trip, unfortunately. So she had a ski lesson all set up for today, but aww, it's not happening.
Too dangerous.
Yeah.
It's just too dangerous.
They wouldn't have been able to get there.
No, they would have got stuck in the airport with all the other people.
Exactly.
And there'd be no cars to take them to the montage.
Yeah.
So you can't go. You just can't go.
Make those hard decisions. You have to make sacrifices in COVID.
So is Gage keeping Monroe until you test negative, or how's that working out?
She's supposed to come back tomorrow, but I said, can you keep her right now until Wednesday? Because I don't want her to get sick.
Yeah.
And I also don't want to take care of her because I don't have any nannies.
You're going to have to feed her, bathe her, all of it.
She's a lot of work. I don't want to have to split up the tuna fish. There's not much left.
Not enough sextants.
You need to ration.
True. There's no food in his house.
I'm also running out of dog food. I don't know what's going to happen with that. I know.
Sorry, Chris.
I did want to do a couple of the important stories. I think a shark attack we have to cover, Megan.
Oh my gosh. Yeah, fatal shark attack on Christmas Eve left a surfer dead. It was in Morro Bay. It happened around 10:45 a.m. Male surfer was pulled from the water. He died, girl. We don't know his identity, but they did close down the beach. And that's that.
That's up near San Francisco.
Yeah.
That's a great report, Megan.
Thanks.
That's that.
I mean, what else do you want me to say?
Well, they do believe it was a great white that attacked him. Mm-hmm. I don't know the size of the shark. I would have liked to have known. I would have loved to have known. I don't know if anybody saw the shark. But, you know, our Christmas was really bad also.
Yeah, it really was.
So I know he had a bad Christmas, but ours was also really bad.
I can't leave this room. I don't know why. So why does he get a news story and I don't? I've been isolating in here. My parents have to leave trays of food. It's just not the same.
I noticed there's a little crucifix on the
crucifix.
Wall
there.
Yeah, I'm in my little brother's room.
Very monastic.
Mm-hmm.
So they closed the beach for 24 hours. They just assume the shark is going to leave at that point.
Yeah, I mean, I don't get that. There's always going to be sharks. I mean, it's the risk you take going in the water.
There's always going to be sharks.
Like, this is like a new segment called Megan's Take. At the end of the day, there's always going to be sharks. Have a good day, everyone. Be safe. I'm Megan Weaver.
And that's that.
And that's that. That's the name of the show. It's a new segment.
And just like that.
Did you watch that? I learned something. Did you watch that, by the way? And just like that?
Yes.
Yes.
I thought of you, Jeff, when they were talking about, I found this so interesting, when not to make a major decision in your life. And it was halt when you're hungry, angry, lonely, or tired. You're not supposed to make a major decision in your life. I thought that was very cool.
That's all day, Jeff, every day. It's every day.
You can never make a decision.
No.
He's not hungry, he's angry.
Yeah,
he's angry about being tired, and he's hungry from being lonely.
All right, so let's talk about the accused cannibal.
Yes, this guy, his name is Mark Latunsky. He confessed to that disturbing killing in 2019 of a hairstylist named Kevin Bacon. Different Kevin Bacon. Anyway, he
wasn't the same Kevin Bacon.
No, Kevin Bacon's still alive, as far as I know. The actor. So this guy met him on Grindr, and he took him into the basement, strung him up from his ankles, from the ceiling, and ate his genitals.
Now, so, is this the story where they ate them together, where the guy had
No, this is a different cannibal. So this guy went on Grindr, met this guy, brought him into his house, and killed him, and then ate his genitals. That's the, don't go on Grindr. Don't go to people's homes you don't know. That's my take.
Well, first of all, this could have happened to Chef Stu.
Yes, it could have.
Thank God he had the foresight to not get out of the car at Doug's house. Now, there was another story. There was another story, Megan, where this guy had advertised Eat Me, something about, what did he write? He wrote something like, he posted a chance to eat me, right? But those words can be misconstrued because I say eat me all the time. But
I posted the same thing after my breakup. I don't know.
But basically what happened, this guy had sex and then cut off his penis and then they ate it together.
That's disgusting.
How is that possible?
But you... Seriously. But then, so I don't know which one is sicker, the one that wants to be eaten, but I don't know. I guess.
Or the feeder.
Has anyone checked Doug's audition room lately?
Oh.
Is there a tarp laid down?
You need to look at the ceiling.
For a hook?
Mm-hmm. Look up. You got to look up.
I mean, it's kind of a dark Christmas story, but I thought it was interesting. I mean, love is love, right?
Sure.
I don't know.
Yeah.
Feast on his Yule log.
Well, on Christmas, a lot of stuff is closed. Maybe like Chibo was closed. They were hungry.
I mean, all I have is when the tuna fish runs out, I don't know what's going to happen.
You're going to have to eat Chris.
That's terrible. Chris is gonna eat him.
Yeah. Chris is gonna eat him when the dog food runs out.
Okay, so then, Pornhub. This Doug. He just perked up.
What's up? What do you want to know about Pornhub?
Pornhub reveals the top. You probably already know this, but Pornhub reveals the top searches this Christmas.
Doug?
No. Well, I have a few ideas.
Well, the top. There's one search that's gone up 401%, and
lift
that
and
is
lift and fuck.
What?
Lift and fuck.
No, that's not.
Listen
it.
Listen to the show. Okay.
It's actually, I did listen to that one. It's actually searches for Mrs. Claus have topped the list. Santa was the second most searched term on the site, and then the third most searched. This is a weird one. The third most searched term was elf hentai. Do you know what that is?
Elf hentai?
H-E-N-T-A-I. These are like Japanese cartoons and people are searching them because they go further, they're a little bit more taboo. They can, you know, they don't have the restraints that reality has. It's called hentai porn. So it's Mrs. Claus, Santa Claus, and hentai porn, elf porn.
Oh, God.
Yeah. So there you go.
I'm excited. Now I know what I'm going to do this afternoon.
That's disgusting.
And you know what? We believe you. We believe you.
I know.
You're going to
elf? Elf porn. Yes.
Elf porn.
Mm-hmm. Hentai porn.
Yeah.
Oh, God. Okay.
We'll see.
Oh, that guy that is back in the news now.
Our he's old the friend.
I love him.
I do too. I think he's very resourceful, you know? Okay, his name is Rutledge Dees, and we reported on this before. He's the guy who put on ads online for babysitters to come and care for him and change his diapers.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
So he's been arrested again for doing the same thing. He's been soliciting people for alternative therapy, which is basically paying people to change his diapers again. So he's back at it.
Yes, but Shane and I, were you and I talking about this last night?
We talk about it a lot, yeah.
Okay.
That's normal.
There are sex workers or hookers, I know we're supposed to say sex workers, but they're hookers also, that specialize in adult babies. So, but the problem is I think this guy, it's a game for him, it's a challenge. I think he likes deceiving women. I guess it's not as rewarding to pay for it. He's kind of like a flasher would be, you know what I mean?
But he is paying for it. He's hiring them to be caregivers to him. He's just pretending. But
under the guise.
But he needs it. He's telling people he needs it.
Yes. Yeah, because my answer to this was why not just, I'm sure there's people who would do it, but then you're right. I'm sure he gets off on them not knowing.
Yeah, he coerces them. But I think that, you know, he's obviously a deviant and a predator. And I think they should put him in jail for quite some time because now this is the second time. But I was curious what kind of diapers he wears, because I know with Monroe, we use the Pampers Swaddlers, I think. It was a long time ago since you had kids. But
These would have to be Depends. Or adult diapers. Yeah.
And how often is his diaper full? Is he... like, is somebody living there to change it? Or like he calls them on like DoorDash, like, all right, it's time. I don't understand.
I think they're there with him. And then maybe he says like, I don't know, baby made a doo-doo. I don't know what he says or does, but probably like that, you know, I don't know. Probably.
I think that you have this too, Jeff. And that's why you keep getting these surgeries, because I think you're into this also.
He wants the nurse thing.
Mm-hmm. That was why you hired those cute nurses.
Change his
diaper. Those poor girls.
I know that.
Poor... Jeffy have poo poo.
That poor Myra. She's so hot too.
She's so hot.
She's like, yeah. She is like a very hot nurse. And she wiped me so good.
Oh my God.
Abort.
Okay, so. Because of the crime in LA, what's happening, Megan?
Well, a lot of these private security companies are their businesses, you know, on the rise, obviously, because a lot of these people who are well off and, you know, they're scared shitless after all this crime, you know, people breaking into parties and stealing jewels and, you know, what happened to Dorit and Terrence Jenkins. So they're basically, people are hiring these private security companies. They're also hiring patrols. They're banding together with some of their other rich neighbors and having the patrol cars come around their house, you know, multiple times. They're also buying like knockoff Rolex watches so that they can wear them out, so that if they do get robbed, they're not going to lose as much money. They're just, you know, people are just upping their security, like exponentially.
I was looking into the bulletproof cars.
Yes, also bulletproof cars. That there's been a couple of those people have been, you know, buying. Also, there's a lot more. They've been saying that people are putting more safe rooms into their house, bunkers. You know, just people are going a little bit crazy with the security.
You know what, when you really start reading about armoring the cars, because I know, Shane, you're going to do it to the 3 Series.
My 3 Series obviously needs to be bulletproof. I'm clearly a target.
Yeah.
And that's it, mm-hmm. It's the 330i, so it's not like the base model. So I think that I'm really going to be targeted.
I was looking to it and, you know, I thought, oh, well, maybe I'll just do the doors and the windows on the Zaddy wagon, right?
Yeah.
So that's, it can be anywhere from 18 to 45,000 for the doors and the windows. Then
small price to pay for my security.
But then they were like, but what about the engine? Because somebody could shoot the engine, you know what mm-hmm. I mean? Like over the hood. So to bulletproof the hood, to coat the engine is 5 to 10,000. Okay.
Yeah.
Then the tires, you don't want them shooting the tires. So you have to like, they coat the tires. They put, they do some sort of coating to the tire, which is so you can still drive on it after they shoot it. That's only $200 to $1,500 per tire.
Oh, that's worth it.
Yeah. The only thing I don't think I need to get, which is an upgrade, is if someone throws a pipe bomb under the car, you can do some sort of like armoring underneath it.
That's an upsell.
You still got a year left on that lease. You may as well do it. You'll be protected for a full year.
I was actually thinking of the new Range Rover that I ordered. Maybe I should armor it up.
Mm-hmm.
Now you can get, BMW will sell you, this is what I read, a fully armored X5 for $128,000, Shane.
Oh, if you want, I'm going to order one. Yeah, yes. I just put my order in last week. They said it'll come in like the springtime, but he's going to push and try to get it by March.
You can go pick it up in Europe.
Are you going to do the monsoon gray or the dolphin gray?
I'm just going to do the black on black.
Classic.
Murdered out.
Mm-hmm. Iconic, Shane. Perfect for you.
Murdered out, bulletproof.
Mm-hmm.
Breaking news, Monica Casey just tested positive. So
another
I think
chump.
Another chump down. We've got Julie. Oh, we have Julie Goldman and Brandi Howard on the line. How sweet.
Oh, perfect.
How sweet of them to check on us.
Jeff. Oh, I'm calling from the hospital. Oh, we're dying, Jeff. We're dying. We have so much COVID. Jeff, hello. Are you guys okay? Because I'm on an incubator. Actually, I'm going to get lipo. I don't know what to do.
Lipo.
I'm getting full body lipo. I don't have COVID.
Drama.
Do you think it came from the restaurant on Friday?
Well, that fucking sunk like a brick. I think so. And I definitely, we both think that Shane is patient zero. For sure.
Oh,
Howard, yeah. I don't do anything. That's not, there's no way.
Well, mm-hmm. You're teeing for D, and I think the D is riddled with the C. We're wondering if maybe that's it. Now, listen, no judgment.
It's not. I didn't see anyone that week at all. I saw you guys.
Well, we don't, we just wanted to let you know that we, for some reason, don't have it yet, which is bizarre.
Yeah, it is bizarre.
I don't know. I don't. We should. We should absolutely 100% be dead. So I don't know what, why. We don't know why.
Leah Black doesn't have it either, but she also wore a mask the entire party.
Yeah, and we didn't. And then me and Jeff and I totally made out. So I don't know what happened.
Totally made out. I mean, that was Jeff like caught. That was the least of it. I mean, it just kept going and going.
Exactly. That was the least of it. You're right. We did want to check in on you, and we wanted to just be part of, you know, we feel like we're all connected in such a strong way now. We just wanted to be part of to let you know that we're here. We're here with you.
Now, did you ladies also sleep with Chef Stu?
Yes. We pegged him for like an hour. Basically from all ends we double teamed him, both me and Brandi, you know what I mean?
Yeah. So is that why he didn't sleep with Doug, because he was just tired?
Oh my god, I mean, we wore him out. And also, like, sorry, I don't even know, he's probably in the hospital. You know what I mean? Like,
for a different reason.
Nobody gets a pounding like that and just walks away. You know what I mean?
Now you ladies are going to be on the show on Wednesday, correct?
Correct. Yes.
All right. So if you want to apologize for taking us to that restaurant on Friday and getting a third of the chops COVID, please feel free. Love you both.
We'll see you Wednesday.
We'll be back tomorrow with comedian Heather McDonald.
See you soon.
All right.
Bye, everybody. Guys. Bye.
Have a good day.
Want to make mom's day? Get to your Nordstrom Rack now and score amazing deals for Mother's Day, which is Sunday, May 12th. Find tons of gifts from only $30 at Nordstrom Rack. Fragrance, jewelry, luxury bags, activewear, beauty, and more. Save on Kate Spade New York, Stuart Weitzman, and Ted Baker London. Great brands, great prices. So shop your Nordstrom Rack store today and treat mom to the good stuff from just $30.
Life is a highway, and on it there will be many chicken sandwiches. But there's only one McCrispy, so go ahead and hit the turn signal if you know about this juicy gem of a detour.